Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bible at this time and turn to the book of John. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And come to chapter 2. And follow with me as we read from the book of John about Jesus as being a missionary. Thinking of Jesus coming from heaven to seek and to save the lost who are upon the earth. And that would include us, the greatest missionary of all. And so we're going to be following along in this lesson with a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sundays of November the 11th, the Sunday of November the 18th, 1923. And so we're going to go back and look and read the scripture text from John about Jesus' first and second missionary tour in Galilee. He came to be baptized, he went to Galilee, and then he went to Judea, and then he returned to Galilee. And that will set us up for the Sunday school lesson notes that begin in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. So turn in the book, your Bible now, to John chapter 2, and we'll begin reading in just a moment. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. If you have your Bible ready, let's begin to read. We're talking about Jesus, how he had been baptized of John and had returned to Galilee with a few of his disciples, and how in Cana of Galilee, after he was baptized, he performed his first miracle. And then he made a short visit to Capernaum. I want to read that to you from John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And here it says, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was bidden, and his disciples, to the marriage. And when the wine failed, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. And his mother said to the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now there were 6 water pots of stone set there, after the Jews' manner of purifying, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And then he said unto them, Draw out now, and bear to the ruler of the feast. And they bare it. And when the ruler of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, he knew not whence it was, but the servants that had drawn the water knew. The ruler of the feast called up the bridegroom, and said unto him, Every man setteth on first the good wine, and when the men have drunk freely, then that which is worse, and thou hast kept the good wine until now. This being is the beginning of his signs that Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this, he went down Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and there they abode not many days. It was in the spring of that year, that many think to be the year of 27 A.D., that he attended the Passover at Jerusalem, and cleansed the temple for the first time, that he preached to Nicodemus, and spent the summer and fall baptizing and preaching in Judah. And we're going to read that account now, beginning in John chapter 2 and verse 13, and we'll read all the way to chapter 3 and verse 24. And here we have that text. And on the Passover, and the Passover of the Jews was at hand. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of the money sitting. And he made a scourge of cords and cast out of the temple both the sheep and the oxen, and he poured out the changers' money and overthrew their tables. And to them that sold the doves he said, "Take these things hence. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." His disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal for thine house shall eat me up." The Jews therefore answered and said unto him, "What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou do these things?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews therefore said, 46 years was this temple in the building, wilt thou raise it in 3 days?" But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he spake of this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. John chapter 2 and verse 23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed on his name, beholding his signs which he did. But Jesus did not trust himself unto them, for that he knew all men, and because he needed not that anyone should bear witness concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man. John chapter 3 and verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to him by night and said unto him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these signs that thou doest except God be with him." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except one be born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except one be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born anew. The wind bloweth where it will, and thou hearest the voice thereof, but knowest not whence it come or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou the teacher of Israel, and understandest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that which we know, and bear witness of that which we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one hath ascended into heaven but he that descended out of heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth may in him have eternal life." John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent not the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He that believeth on him is not judged. He that believeth not hath been judged already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the judgment, that the light is come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, and cometh not to the light, lest his works should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his works may be manifest, that they have been wrought of God." John chapter 3 and verse 22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples to the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John was also baptizing in Naon near to Salmon, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. It was the first of that winter. Many believe it was in A.D. of 27, that in the spring, that he returned to Galilee, and on the way, he converted the woman at Jacob's well. Let me read about that in John chapter 4, verses 1 through 43. When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs pass through Samaria. So he cometh to the city of the Samaritans called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, "Give me to drink." For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest a drink of me, who am a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest ask him, and he would have given thee living water." The woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his sons, and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "Every one that drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up into eternal life." The woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come all the way thither to draw." Jesus said unto her, "Go call thy husband, and come hither." The woman answered and said unto him, "I have no husband." Jesus said unto her, "Thou saidest well, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and him who thou now hast is not thy husband. This hast thou said truly." The woman said unto him, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus said unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall ye worship the Father. Ye worship that which ye know not. We worship that which we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such doth the Father seek to be his worshippers. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." The woman said unto him, "I know that the Messiah cometh, he that is called Christ. When he is come, he will declare unto us all things." Jesus said unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he." John chapter 4 and verse 27. And upon this came his disciples, and they marveled that he was speaking with a woman. Yet no man said, "What sayest thou, or why speakest thou with her?" So the woman left her water pot, and went away into the city, and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Can this not be the Christ?" They did come out of the city, and were coming to him. In the meanwhile the disciples prayed him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said unto them, "I have meat to eat that you know not of." The disciples therefore said to one another, "Hath this man brought him aught to eat?"